Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wolfpack TV. I'm your host, Big Bad Wolf. We're here live, Wolfpack_TV. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Let us know with any kind of questions, any comments, any concerns that you have. Leave a message on there. This is the sports section of the show, and let's get right to it. I just want to say that my first order of business, let me start off by saying that Andrew Bogut has been reported that Andrew Bogut will be out for the rest of the finals. I don't think that will even have an impact on the series. That could potentially be a good thing for the Cavs, because if they're trying to go small, quote unquote, then you know what I'm saying, that would be good for them to do that. I still don't understand in the series, we're talking about the finals here, why Mr. Tim Mozgov is not starting. I don't understand that. Nobody can even let me know what's really going on about that whole situation. The small ball crap that every team is doing in the league right now is really killing me, and I'm not understanding any of that stuff. I still think this is a big man's game. Everybody trying to go small with all the teams in the NBA. It's just mind-boggling to me. So, you know, that game is playing right now. I'm not exactly sure who's up. I know they begin playing at 8 o'clock. But back to one of the topics I want to talk about was that the impact that Andrew Bogut would have of these finals. As far as I'm concerned, I think they're going to trade him anyway and end up starting, could potentially start. I think they got Draymond Green at the five. I believe he's playing the five on Golden State. Was playing when they go small. I think he plays the five. And they've been going small a lot. So with him saying that he has knee problems and could be out, doubtful because we'll miss the whole finals. He's always been having the knee problems since Milwaukee Bucks. A lot of people are not aware of that. I think that they should start Spates if they do decide to do that. But, I mean, if I'm the Cavs coach, I'm looking at this stuff as, hey, man, you know, we can take this game. We can take this. That could help us out big time. I'm very glad that the NBA suspended that pussy dude named Draymond Green. Excuse my French, but that dude's a Chauncey, man. Sitting up there kicking people in the balls and playing Mortal Kombat on people. I mean, dude, you want to do that, go to MMA. You're in the wrong sport to be trying to kick people in the balls. And to sit up there and lie and say that was an accident. Accidents don't happen twice. I'm just saying. I mean, with that being said, if Draymond Green was to do that to me, we would be fighting straight up brawl style, worse than the Ron Artest brawl back in 2004. Dead serious about that stuff, man. I don't play when it comes to that dirty basketball. I'm not a dirty player. I don't even like people that foul super hard. I'm talking about every foul is a flagrant. And guys, if you're listening to this show and you play basketball and you are hard foul or you play physical or whatever, you know what I'm saying, on every play and try to knock somebody out like you're fucking boxing them or MMA, you a dirty-ass dude, man. It's that simple. And I don't care that you guys don't listen to the show anymore or if I hurt your feelings or if you want to call the number. Hey, be my guest. Call the number. 713-955-0733. Let me know what's on your mind. I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm letting you know that that's some dirty-ass shit. And if I was the commissioner, I would suspend him 2 games. He got lucky and got only 1 game. But, I mean, last time I checked, LeBron is not a dirty player, ladies and gentlemen, on the Cavs. When have you ever seen him flagrant foul somebody? He came into the league in 2003. Have you guys, call in the show and let me know, correct me if I'm wrong. But I've never even seen him even flagrant foul somebody, period. So with him being suspended like he did on Draymond Green's part, I feel like that they did the right thing. I think he should have got another extra game. And he tried to hold LeBron's leg. I mean, if you go back and see the replay, ladies and gentlemen, he grabs his leg. He falls on the ground, grabs his leg, tries to hold him so he can't run to the play. LeBron goes LeBron steps over him because at that time he could feel him try to trip him. Okay, I'm going to step over you. He done already tried to dodge a bullet, ladies and gentlemen, so he runs to the goal. So they're talking back and forth, this and that, this and that. Draymond gets in his motherfucking feelings like a princess and tries to retaliate. Come on, man, you can't play. I mean, dude, that's what I'm saying. And then I'm pretty sure he leads the league now in technical fouls. It's ridiculous, man. Like, everybody's saying that he needs to keep his emotions in check. Well, somebody got to three-piece that dude real quick. Let him know, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, I'm not the one. That's going to be the last time you do this shit to anybody. Me or anybody else, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to put you in a blender and make a smoothie out of your ass, you black sack of shit, period. So moving on, man, I'm just getting upset just thinking about it because, like I said, I don't like dirty players. I don't have no respect for him, and I don't have no respect for his game at all. Never did like him. He runs his mouth too much. Even at Michigan State, he had the same problem. You know, people are scared of him because he runs his mouth, this and that, this and that. And, you know, I don't understand. How come you didn't run up on some of the goons that's in the league, so potential goons? Like, for instance, DeAndre Jordan. Goon. You know what I'm saying? Straight up motherfucking goon. Texas A&M style, man. Why you didn't run up on him? Why you didn't do him like that? DeAndre Jordan, he ain't gonna tolerate no BS. You know what I'm saying? Among other people that have bad tempers. Mara Tess. You know, you guys seen him, DeMarcus Cousins. He was about to swing on Adams for trying to play dirty. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't understand. Draymond, you're looking for a fight. Why don't you look for guys that want to fight? Why are you looking for guys that you know ain't going to retaliate? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you try to retaliate with LeBron and talk and run your mouth and talk shit to him. Well, I mean, LeBron is a two-time champion. How many rings do you got? You got one ring. That's it. Barely. You know, you're having trouble with the Cavs. And I really do think they need to play Moscow. I really do. Start him, and he's going to be a damn bully down there. Dead serious. So I'm going to move on, guys. Topics of discussion right now was that part one. The second one would be David West to opt out of free agency. And with David West opting out, I feel like I don't know if he's opting out in order to re-sign with the San Antonio Spurs, or even if he's looking for another contender for the Western Conference Finals. I believe that he didn't produce in San Antonio I think he rotes in the San Antonio organization just for the simple fact that he was just looking for a championship. Now who else is he going to rush over? You'll actually see him and try to go to Golden State. Potential teams that probably actually could use David West. Hey, Chicago Bulls is out there. You know, they can use David West. I don't think he's going to come to Boston Celtics because he already reneged on that deal back in 2008, 2009. KG was trying to recruit him. So that's why him and KG had a little spat back in back when KG played with the Brooklyn Nets. And speaking of the Brooklyn Nets, that franchise is just ridiculous. Every set, Jason Kidd, Kenya Martin, Kevin Kittles, you know, with the Keith Hit Van Horn, Richard Jefferson, all them guys was down there. You know, them guys, that franchise hasn't been the same. I think, you know, it was bad news moving them to Brooklyn. I don't see them guys even making it. I just feel like they're doomed. And I'm actually looking at the draft, and I don't even see the Brooklyn Nets even in the top 14 as far as draft. I don't see their names anywhere. That team, the Knicks, didn't even get a draft pick. They needed to get a draft pick. I don't understand why they didn't get a draft pick. It's just a crazy situation to be in. You know what I'm saying? Long Wolf, what's going on?
CG, bro.
CG, what's going on, baby? They didn't let me know who's calling in. What's up, baby? Yo. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to welcome my boy CG again. Appreciate you being on the show again. Sorry about that. Show usually lets me know who calls in, but I heard you on there. They were supposed to tell me, but they haven't been. I don't know what's been going on. But anyway, one of the topics that I wanted to say was, will Andrew Bogut have a significant impact on the finals? Because, you know, he's sitting out for the rest of the finals.
I would say significant, no, impactful, yes. And I say that just because early in the game, I mean, he's only playing 15 to 20 minutes per game. But
right.
I feel like they install him early in the quarters, let him get a couple of blocks, let him get a couple of boards. And, you know, he really just kind of sets that physical tone of, LeBron, you're not going to drive it in and get those easy-ass layups. And, you know, he's a really good addition it out on the fast breaks and, you know, just kind of playing his position. But I think they can rebound it from it. Hopefully Festus can do more than jack up threes. And, you know, Draymond cannot do any Street Fighter moves and triple kick niggas in the nuts. So, you know.
I was just talking about that situation.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Long Wolf, what's going on, baby?
What's going on, guys? Y'all doing good tonight?
Hey, we doing good, man. Let me ask you, Long Wolf. Do you think that Bogut makes a impact with him? It's reported that he will be sitting out for the finals. Would that be an impact? Will he be an impact for the finals? You think?
I don't think so. Just because I only feel like he would be more so an impact if Cleveland was playing Mozgov more. So I don't think so. I think in this case, Golden State, you know, as long as they get Draymond Green back, they should be fine without him. I mean, you got Festus, you know, you even got Sasho Bob over there, so you know they'll be all right.
Yeah, CG, you were saying before, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, man.
No worries. I was just saying, man, it's really just going to come down to shooting and Steph Curry really working the ball around. Like, the fourth quarter in the last game, man, I really didn't see ball movement. Klay Thompson was hot. He only got two shots in the fourth quarter after scoring, like, 35 points the first three. So I just think they really got to get a solid rotation going, and Cleveland, man, they really just don't have anything that's really threatening for game 6 and 7. So I pretty much think they're done. Kyrie's not going to blow up like he did last game. I mean, LeBron's really not going to have that. He's going to turn into the average Joe he's been in the previous four games.
I think that was the Cavaliers' best game that they're going to have in the series. You're not going to put up 41 or 41 again like that. So, yeah, I have to agree with CG on
that. guys, both of y'all are Duke fans, and y'all sitting up there disrespecting your Duke brother.
I'm a realist, and you know, as much as I got love for Kyrie Irving, I mean, you have to really sit back and think, you know, can Kevin Love look Kevin Love's production? You know, I still don't understand why they traded Wiggins for that guy, and you know, I mean, you're asking a lot for two guys to put up 40 points, a night to win the game. And then, you don't even have, Draymond Green in the game. And I'm gonna keep it real. The only reason why that Cleveland held on to their lead, I think they cut it down to about, I think it was like 9 points or something like that in the fourth quarter, Golden State, because they stopped giving Klay Thompson the ball. They stopped giving the ball. If he would have kept shooting that three, I mean, that game would have been a lot closer to what it was. So, you know, Golden State, they technically really kind of beat themselves. But, you know, I see a lot of guys hating on LeBron. I'm not going to hate on LeBron because, you know, he's a great player. He's one of the best. You know, it's not for them to hate on. It's not really for people to hate on him. If anything, Golden State, they really kind of beat themselves. So.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I feel like LeBron gives people a lot of ammo to hate on him, though, you know, especially with that pep rally with him, D-Wade, and Bosh. And, you know, he just seems like somebody who just kind of gives a politically correct answer instead of, like, being real. And, you know, that can be a turnoff for a lot of people.
For sure. Next topic of discussion, guys. Let's talk about the David West opting out for free agency. Where will he most likely land? Or did he do that to try to get more money out of San Antonio organization? CG, since you're the guest, you go first.
I want to say I think it might have been a mutual decision. I think San Antonio probably let him know, like, hey, if we can get Kevin Durant, that's what's going to happen. You're probably not going to see the court at all. We're going to give you this opportunity to check out the market while we kind of do what we got to do. And I think, you know, he's just going to try to see what he can get. And, you know, they'll just part ways mutually.
Yes, Lone Wolf. Your opinion? What do you think is gonna happen in that situation? In my opinion, I think that he tried to roast for a championship. When he found out that they wasn't getting that they lost, that was he already had his mind made up that he was gonna opt out. You know what I'm saying?
His contribution. I mean, I guess that is what it is. But you know, that time they ran out, so. As far as where he may end up, I could definitely see him on the Rockets for sure because, Dwight Howard definitely needs some help if he's going to be there. So I could definitely see him there, and, that would be a solid acquisition for them. I could see Daryl Morey going after him. But other than that, maybe back to New Orleans. But, he's definitely not going to get the payday that he got the last time, that's for sure. So.
Oh no!
another person that is declining. Another thing that's going to be testing the free agency this summer will be J.R. Smith. He actually declined player option. Where will he likely land? Does he stay in Cleveland or does he move? CG.
Ooh man, I think he really doesn't have any other options outside of staying because you've seen how his team was with the Knicks. The Nuggets did okay, but for the most part, man, I think. You know, GMs pretty much see what he is, and he's not going to get anything more than maybe $5 to $10 million per year. So he might as well just get that ring and chillax.
I mean, that guy to me is so overrated, man. That guy is really overrated from the Knicks all the way to Cleveland. I mean, I don't understand why he's considered to be that, you know, an elite player. I mean, you know, like, I just think he's overrated, man, you know. I really do, and I agree with CG. I don't, and, you know, we're talking about, like, maybe a 1-2 year deal, $3 million, $4 million, something like that, if that, you know. So I don't really think he really does anything that's it's not consistent at all, you know. So.
Yeah, true that, man.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, yeah, he's definitely overrated. Very inconsistent. He's actually 44%. Of the three-pointer, he hit 44% of his three-pointers during the postseason. So Yeah, that's not really that good, man. When it's behind the arc, very tricky shooter. Sometimes he can get you for 25. Sometimes he'll have 5 or 6 points, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
the only
man.
Reason why they give him a starter position is because he played a little bit of defense. So
why would you trade Deion Waiters and keep him? I don't understand that, but I guess that's for another conversation.
Yeah, true that, man.
I mean,
hey,
buddy ball,
you guys,
man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, have you guys seen the draft order this upcoming year?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be. We can talk about now. I was gonna talk about we can definitely get. Let's get right to that. NBA draft order. We got Philadelphia number 1, 2 LA, 3 Boston Celtics, 4 Suns, 5 the Timberwolves, number 6 NO New Orleans Pelicans, 7 Denver Nuggets, 8 Sacramento Kings, 9 Toronto Raptors, 10 the Bucks, 11 the Magic, 12 Jazz, 13 Suns, and 14 Bulls. My question, CG, for you is, how did you guys get a pick at number 14? I don't understand that at all. I really don't.
I'll give you a couple of quick points. A lot of the top 10 picks or whatever, they were protected picks, so a lot of them, the lottery balls wouldn't have been in our favor anyway. Like, a lot of teams 100% were going to get concealed picks. So, I mean, pretty much this was, like, the worst year for us to, like, be outside of the draft. But luckily for us, man, I could definitely see Boston and Minnesota trading out of the top picks to get some veteran caliber players, man, to help their teams out, because I've been looking at the draft board, and, man, the prospects are not looking good at all.
Yeah, top 5 on Chatboards 9.0 board. He got Ben Simmons, number 1, 2, Brandon Ingram, 3, Jamal Murphy, 4, Chris Dunn, and 5, Dragan Bender. Bender.
And all of them, just like Ronnie said, they should have kept their ass in school.
Yeah, man.
Should have kept your ass in school for one more year. For one more year and learn some fundamentals. But yeah,
right.
I think Ben Simmons might be the only one that's actually ready. Brandon Ingram's not ready. I didn't see enough from him. You know, that's another Duke kid. I kept up with him in the tournament. He had one good game. I don't know if he's ready yet, but we'll see. I guess he's just gonna have to grow and develop. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, upside-wise, I think Ingram has more NBA upside than Simmons does. I think he can be a good facilitator, but I think, man, he's really going to have to learn that just because you're not in the ideal situation, you still got to play. You can't just be in your feelings expecting to be on a supreme squad. You got to, like, earn that paycheck.
Absolutely, guys. And I think that's very, very, very disrespectful to just not work out with the team. The GM had every right to call you out. If you don't want to work out, I mean, my main thing is, well, then show him. Don't even say nothing. Just wait till the draft, and we're gonna pass on you. There you go. You're gonna get what you want. We'll take Ingram, because we're already gonna get rid of Joe Hill to Okafor, and we already been trying to deal Noel to Boston Celtics. So, you know, go right ahead. You know what I'm saying. So, you know, and I hope LA sucks. You know, sucks ass with your ass on the motherfucking team since you want to be in your feelings, punk. You know, I don't like that shit, bro, because anybody would want to be in his shoes, bro. Anybody off the street want to be in his shoes. I don't care if you're playing with the fucking Phoenix Suns and they're 14-52. You want to hoop for the rest of your life, bro. I mean, not for the rest of your life, but you want to hoop and get that paycheck, bro. You know, we can always switch places with Ben Simmons. I know you guys want to switch places with Ben Simmons right now. You know what I'm saying? Working these bullshit-ass dead-end jobs, you know what I'm saying, and deal with that politics of the situation, you know what I'm saying? But I did see, speaking of the
Adam Silver should be ashamed of himself for letting Philadelphia become the no-man's land that it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, it's really ridiculous, man, and, you know, it's just disrespectful to the history of the team, and it's almost at a point where now it's just so fucked up that it's beyond repair, so.
I mean, if I'm a GM of Philadelphia, I'll even go up to Dr. J and try to be a GM or something like that, or just have somebody that actually played with the organization. AI, put him in there in the front office. I'm telling you something with Philly, man. They fucked around, and as soon as they did Doug Collins dirty, that's when the franchise went downhill. As soon as Doug Collins resigned and they were trying to get him out of the city, that's when they started to have problems. I don't understand that situation. And then they're trying to get rid of Joe Okafor. That's a rumor. They've been trying to trade away Noel. Them two guys are definitely be on the lookout for them two guys to be moved here next week at the draft. So that's going to be a big, big situation for both of those guys. I don't understand why they would move Okafor if didn't they just draft him last year? Wasn't he just drafted last year? Was that the year before that?
Last year he was putting up like 15-9, I believe. You know, not ridiculous stats, but I mean, pretty good. You know, granted the team went in only like what, 10 games? Goddamn.
Well, guys, I mean, you know what I'm saying? How do y'all feel about this Knicks? Well, let's continue to talk about the draft, the draft and what's going on and the pick that's going on right now. Okay, CG, you're not going to like this, but this is a rumor, and this is what I've been saying. I actually talked about this in March. They got Jimmy Butler to Minnesota. The three destinations, the three teams that want Jimmy Butler right now are Minnesota, Celtics, and L.A. And the Celtics might get – if the Celtics get Jimmy Butler, guess who the Celtics also guess who else would join the Celtics if Butler was to sign with the Celtics and after July 1st? Kevin Durant.
Damn.
That has been a rumor. Kevin Durant wants to play with Jimmy Butler, so I got a feeling that might happen.
Don't be surprised if that happens. Dwight Howard ends up over there with those guys. Even though I know Kevin Durant did call Dwight Howard, a pussy, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes over there to kind of, you know, formulate another big three with Isaiah Thomas. Well, really, it'd be a big four with Isaiah Thomas, but and Boston actually has the cap room to do it. So.
Oh yeah, and a lot of draft picks. Like, man, I think they got a fresh on draft pick up until like 2019, man. Like.
They're trying to trade the number three draft pick to get Jimmy Butler. That's what's rumored right now. And Minnesota is trying to trade Andrew Wiggins and the number three pick for Jimmy Butler for the Minnesota deal. And L.A. is just trying to do a free agent signing.
Why would you trade Wiggins for Jimmy Butler? Andrew Wiggins has way more of an upside than Jimmy Butler. Let me just say this. Jimmy Butler's overrated. He's not that good. His jumper's broke.
That's crazy talk. That's crazy talk. Hey, man, the Chicago Bulls are the only team, whenever they were playing at their best, to, like, actually give Cleveland, some problems. Everybody else, man, no matter.
This is my thing. My thing with that whole situation is, you can tell, you know, y'all can comment on it. If he's that good, why does Chicago keep Derrick Rose over him? That's my question. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, if we really look at it, Rose's best days are behind him. They're long gone. You know what I mean? You know, he's going to be a role player, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just don't understand that, you know, I get it that he's from Chicago, but why not keep Jimmy Butler? Me personally, I would not trade Andrew Wiggins. I think that guy is going to be one of the most awesomest players in the next 5 years, but that's just me.
True.
Let you guys comment, though.
Well, I would say, you know, it's obviously been disputes between, like, Butler and D. Rose, this and that, and I think if both of them said they want to leave, you definitely got to trade Butler just because he has a higher value. You know, if you're going to get rid of somebody, you might as well get something in return, and D. Rose, you're not going to get anything, but, you know, maybe Rajon Rondo or, you know, some C-minus player.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you want to talk about crazy talk? That's crazy talk, bro. That's crazy talking. You know it. You know it, CG.
Rondo just needs to be on a team where he actually fits and has a coach that can coach him. And the Rockets would have been an ideal fit for him. It's just unfortunate that he didn't land there.
Hey, real quick, guys, we got to go. We're out of time. CG, thank you very much for being on the show, bro. Tune in next week, NBA Draft. We'll be here. Let you guys know our picks. CG, thanks for us coming. Hey, dog, you're welcome anytime to come on the show. Make sure you follow us.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We will catch you guys tomorrow. No problem.